Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers, this is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for the word of God going forth with power and with might. We thank God because God is a good God, he's a gracious God, and he can do anything but fail. He has not failed you yet, and he won't fail you. I want you to trust in God this morning. Lean not to thy own understanding. God has a plan for your life. Amen. God has a plan for your life. I know you have some plans too, but you know what? Follow the plan of our living God. Amen. And you won't go wrong. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us to see another day. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift up your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We recognize our sponsors, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services. Glory be to God. Thank God. Located in the blessed city of Baltimore, you can reach him at 410-327-3100. That's 410-327-3100. 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. All right. That's Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services. 5126 Bel Air Road, truly a man of God. You can give him a call at 410-327-3100. Let him know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer with your chief apostle, presiding bishop, Patricia Stewart. Also want to thank God for Shanita Kelly. Shanita Kelly, our broker and realtor, and Shanita Kelly can be reached at 443-854-0977, or you could text her at 443-854-0977. If you would like to purchase a home, sell the home that you're now living in, want to sell a family home that everybody have agreed upon selling it, give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. If you need to get your finances in order, give her a call at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly, our broker and realtor, licensed in many, many states. Truly, truly a woman of God. She will pray you through that transition, and your house or purchase will be a blessing and not a burden. In God, good. Also, want to thank God for Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician. Dr. David Gaines is located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Master electrician of Ebony Styles. Man of God praying with you and praying for you. Truly, truly, God is blessing us with men and women of God that are in business that will do the right thing and that will pray with you and for you. Isn't that a blessing? Thank you, God, for Dr. David Gaines, Ebony Styles, providing you with free bread. But you got to give him a call at 443-449-3631. Let Dr. David Gaines know you stand in need of fresh bread and pastries. And guess what, y'all? It's free, free, free. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But you got to give him a call at 443-449-3631. Make your appointment for your hairstyles, the natural hairstyles, and you even have a barber on site. That's Dr. David Gaines at 443-449-3631. 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is truly good, and God is on the throne, and he is still in charge. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In spite of what's going on, in spite of what's being said, in spite of what's being done, God is still in charge. I want you all to know that this morning. I want you to trust him. I want you to believe him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're excited, excited, excited about our women's conference. Saturday, August the 5th, 2023, at the Village of Cross Keys, 5100 Falls Road. Women, come out. Bless a friend, a family member. Our women's conference, Saturday, August the 5th, 2020. We are excited, excited, excited. Men are invited also. Come out and fellowship with the women. Amen. We're going to be in a protected area, so you don't have to worry. First of all, we're going to be covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God. And we're going to be protected. Amen. Plenty, plenty of protection all around the premises, from the outside into the inside. We're going to have continental breakfast and lunch on that day. Men preaching, women preaching the word of God, teaching the word of God, workshops, giveaways. Come and celebrate with us at the our annual women's conference at the Village of Cross Keys, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday, August the 5th, 2023. We want you to join us on that day. Give me a call, Apostle Stewart. Give me a call at 410-233-2942. Reserve your seat today. If I'm not available, leave your name and your phone number so we can reserve your seat today. And don't forget, be a blessing to someone else. The donation is only $50, only $50 in advance. At the door, $75. Glory be to God. If you'd like to PayPal your money, okay, you do that. WWPFMIN. That's Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. WWPFMIN. WWPFMIN. All caps, $. Okay? You can send your money out that way or just mail it to me, your check or money orders to P.O. Box 25021. Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Make them out to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. Okay? You can send your donations out to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I don't need no rocks crying out for me. Thank you, Jesus. God has been too good to me. I don't know about you. God is still in the blessing business. God is still in the healing business. God is still in the deliverance business. Yes, he is. Delivering us from evil. Thank you, God, for blessing us over and over and over and over again. God has not forgotten about you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And you need to tell a friend and tune into the Dr. Pat Show here, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour Prayer. God is on the throne. Yes, the Dr. Pat Show will be on WOLB this morning at 10 o'clock. We're going to have a pre-recorded show today because I have to go attend the funeral today. And we're praying for the Wright family and the passing of Emma Jean Floyd. We're praying for the entire Wright family, Marguerite Floyd. They attended New Union Baptist Church, the entire family, years ago. The sister of the late Reverend Dr. John L. Wright, his sister passed away, Emma Jean Floyd, and that funeral service is going to be today at the First Baptist Church in Guilford. So we're going to pray for that family. We need to pray for one another. God is still on the throne, and God is still in charge. So let us keep one another lift up in prayer. Pray for the family of the late Dr. John L. Wright and the passing of his sister, Emma Jean Floyd. And we're praying for that entire Wright family and the Floyd family. Thank you, Jesus. Let us have some praise and worship. And following our praise and worship, we're going to have our reading of our word this morning. The word is what's keeping us, y'all. I want y'all to know that. Preaching draws, but it's the word of God that keeps us. Let us go forth with our praise and worship. Again, tell a friend to tune in to the Power Hour Prayer here at Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Thank you, God.
Who loved us so that he gave us a son. The Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, come down on me. Yes, we welcome the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. You got to invite him in. And we invite him in this morning. Holy Spirit, come down on me. Give us a double portion blessing. We need a double portion blessing. Jesus is ready. Are you ready? Jesus is ready, y'all. I'm excited. He's ready for me. He's ready for you. But are you ready? Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
If you're broken down, thank you.
might have a heart you can fly for me. Help me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll try to move everybody. She's away. She's away. Come a long way.
Men of the blessing. Yes, Jesus. Yeah, he's ready. And he's waiting on you. What are you waiting for? Ready or not, here I come. You know we played that game with our children. We know not the moment or the hour when he's coming back. But he's coming back. Some of us may get caught up in the rapture. Not to worry about a funeral, caskets, flowers, repasts, church, gravesite funeral. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Caught up in the rapture. Jesus is waiting on you, Sister Greta, Sister Yvonne, Sister Rhonda, Brother Farmer. Jesus is waiting on you, Sister Evelyn Clark. He's waiting on you. Yes, he is. What are you waiting for? He's ready. Dr. Harry P. Close, he's ready. Bishop Walter Thomas, he's ready. Reverend Johnson, he's ready. Sister, he's ready. Deaconess Johnson, he's ready. Reverend Thomas, he's ready. Jesus ready. What are you waiting for? Sister Esther, what are you waiting for? Give your life to Christ. Total. Mm-hmm. He want all of you. He want all of you. Fully committed. Fully committed. Maddie Hightower, fully committed. Rosie Traham, James Traham, fully committed. Elder Don Smith, Elder Ann Smith, fully committed. Pastor Linda Smith, Road to Life Ministries, fully committed. Apostle Joanne Farley, fully committed. Elder, thank you, God. Evangelist Janet Griffith, Jonathan, Christina, Victor, fully committed. Even Phoenix, fully committed. Yes, children too. The Word of God says a little child will lead you. AJ, Chaplain Thomas, Deaconess Gwen Close, fully committed. Theodore Price, fully committed. Deacon Spain, Deacon Leon Terry, Brother Robert Gladden, fully committed. Sister Brenda Gladden, fully committed. He went all of you. Ernest Harvin, Patricia Mims, Barbara Logan, Rudolph Logan, Eddie Logan, Aunt Rose Logan. Yes, Barbara Haney, you and your husband too. He went all of you, fully committed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. He went all of you. Not one foot here and one foot there. Fully committed to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that goes to me, too. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Sister Burdetta Washington, thank you, God. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. We got to fight before we die. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner. We got to hold up until we die. Fully committed men and women of God. That's what God is seeking in times like these. Just Sunday morning worshipers. Prayer warriors that's on the prayer line praying, and after that their lives is a totally, completely different thing. And not just always praying about yourself. We got to be stop being selfish with our prayers. Amen. Amen. Pray for someone else sometime. Someone you haven't seen in a long time. Someone you don't know what's going on in life. Intercede for them. The homeless, the man or the woman that's walking down the street asking for a nickel or a dime or something to eat. Intercede for them. The military, those that are serving in the country, volunteering to serve in our country, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Honor Guard. Intercede for them. Our mail carriers, our UPS workers, our Amazon workers, intercede for them, even our actors that are now on strike. Intercede for them, asking God to lead them, let them have a closer walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Intercede for someone else. It's not always all about you. Pray for our city, our nation, our youth, our seniors. Those that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Intercede for our children that are still in school, universities, colleges, and summer camps. Intercede and pray for the priests, the bishops, the apostles. Intercede and pray for our chancellors. Intercede and pray for the Pope, our President of the United States of America, his wife, our Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband. Intercede and pray for our congressmen. Yes, senators, all of our elected officials, our governors, our mayor. Stop bad-mouthing everyone and intercede and pray for them. They all stand in need of prayer. They're human beings just like you and I. They're not perfect. We need to pray for our leadership. My God, my God, my God. That they will hear from God. Be receptive. And hear and listen with their hearts. Let us go to the word of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowl and from nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that floweth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Isn't God good? Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the dragon, and thou shalt trample under feet. Let me go back again. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will satisfy him. I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him what? My salvation. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout glory, hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise God today. Yes. Have a big mouth for Jesus. Have a big mouth for Jesus. You got a big mouth for everything else. For the Ravens, for the Oreo team. Cussing somebody out. Telling somebody about themselves. Have a big mouth for Jesus. Praise him. Glorify him and magnify him. Act like you know him. Deep down in your heart. In your Holy Ghost spirit. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah, praise God. Let the world hear you praising God. Let the world hear you glorifying God. Let the world see you magnifying God. Let the world see you living a different life, a glorified life in the eyesight of Jesus Christ. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spirit and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. He's your salvation. And remember, salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. You ain't got to write nobody a check. You don't have to put in the offering. Salvation is free. Why? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. God sent his only begotten son who suffered, died, and bled on a cross for what? Our sins. He who knew no sin. That's that unconditional love, that agape love, the everlasting love of our Lord and Savior. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You got something to praise God for. You got something to thank him for. Oh, let us magnify the Lord. Thank you, God, for being ever-knowing, ever-powerful, everywhere, at all times. And his line is never busy. Call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. Let's go to Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. They will be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be what? Fed, spiritually and physically. Thank you, God. You need to be fed spiritually as well as physically. That spiritual word is going to carry you much further than that physical food. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And you no longer have that thirst. When you receive that living water, you have a thirst for the word of God, a hunger for the word of God, and he's going to feed you. Yes, he will, and he's doing it right now in the spirit realm. You know, we said we worship God in spirit and in truth. Are you really worshiping him in spirit and in truth? I'm not talking about no hocus-pocus stuff. The word of God. The word of God. Feed on the word of God. You can meditate on the word of God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. All the time. No matter what you're going through. No matter what's being said. No matter what's being done. God is still good. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of thine heart. Or the desires of your heart. Lined up with the word of God, my dear ones. Because he's going to give you the desires of your heart. And be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. My God, my God, my God. Also in the Lord. And he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. First of all, you got to trust in the Lord. Then you got to do good. Then he's going to feed you. Then you got to delight yourself also to the Lord. And he's going to give you the desires of your heart. Look at God. Then you got to commit your way unto the Lord. Trust in him. And guess what? He's going to bring it to pass. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Don't worry about your enemies. He's going to bring it to pass. God's got your back, your front, your left side, your right side, underneath. God's got you covered because you're covered with the blood of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God just gets me so excited, y'all. I'm telling you. Commit your way unto the Lord. Also trust in him, and he shall give you desires of your heart, and he's going to bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and the judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, my dear ones. Please, my dear ones, rest in the Lord. Keep your big mouth shut. Stop telling everyone your plans. Stop telling everyone your business. You ain't got no business because you done told to everyone. You even told the enemy your plans. And you wonder why things are not happening the way that you thought it should work. Stop telling everyone your plans. Everyone your business. You can't even let everybody know about your blessings. You know that spirit of jealousy will rise up in people. My God, my God, my God. The word of God will let you know what to share and when to share. You can't share everything. You're excited. Maybe one or two of your friends are excited. Maybe one or two of your family members are excited. Maybe one or two of your church members may be excited. But you can't share everything with everybody. Rest in the Lord. In Psalm 37, verse 7, rest in the Lord means stop telling everything to everybody. You can't even tell everybody what you're going through because some people are happy that you're having problems. You know that? That's what she get. That's what he get. Some folk are happy that you're sick. He's sick because so-and-so. She's sick because so-and-so. God is not going to heal her. Isn't that what Job's friends did? Job, you must have did something wrong. You're losing everything. You're sick. God has taken all your sons and daughters away from you. All your property is gone. You'll end up in a bed, can't do nothing. Isn't that what Job's friend said? But God. But God. You know, God permits certain things to happen in our lives. I want you to know that, too. It's not always Satan. He allows certain things to happen, just like he did with Job. But you see what happened. Job held on to what? God's unchanging hand. Job never gave up. He trusts God. He committed himself to God. And that's what you have to do as men and women of God. Put your total trust and faith in God. No matter what you're going through this morning, no matter what folk are saying about you, you keep your eyes on the prize, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and cry out and say, God, I trust you. God, I depend on you. I know that you could do anything but fail. I know you as a healer. I know you as a deliverer. I know that you'll make a way out of no way. I know you'll pay my bills for me. I know that you'll heal my mind, body, spirit, and soul. I know that you will just change my child with the twinkle of an eye or in your time or in your way. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass sees some anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil. Why? For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. Isn't that a blessing? You have an inheritance waiting on you, and it will bring no sorrow. Somebody's going to bless you today. I want you to hear me now. Those of you that are on this worship service, somebody's going to bless you today. Yesterday. Yesterday, not tomorrow. Somebody's going to bless you today. See some anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall do what? Inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Watch out, y'all. Meekness is not a weakness. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, not you. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees his day is coming. He knows all. He knows what they have done to you. He knows what they said about you. He knows what they're going to do and what they're going to say. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Is your conversation upright? I pray, my sisters and brothers, that your conversations are upright, not bringing someone down. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You know if your conversation is upright or not. Their sword shall enter their own hearts, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Guess what? For the arm of the wicked shall be what? Broken. This is my word. This is God's word. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. He's upholding you. You're one of the righteous ones. God is upholding you today. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's upholding you. If you're one of the righteous ones, God is upholding you, my dear ones. Yes, he is. God's word will not lie. He's a keeper. Yes, he's right there in the midst of your trials and your tribulations and your situations. He's a keeper. He's upholding you. He's got the whole world in his hands, the itty-bitty baby in his hands, the whole world in his hands. He's upholding you. Are you one of the righteous ones? I pray that you are. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Forever. I want you to hear me this morning. Your inheritance shall be forever. God has not forgotten about you. No, he has not. You might have had some aches and pains last night. God has not forgotten about you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, hallelujah. God is on the throne. God is in charge. God has not forgotten about you, my dear ones. Father, we thank you right now for your word. We thank you for your spirit, your love. We thank you for grace and mercy that's carrying us through every step of the way. We thank you, Father God, for the rainbow we saw in the sky as we were traveling home from Cambridge, Maryland. We saw two, not one. So we all receive a double portion blessing as we travel back from Cambridge on yesterday. And we thank you right now, Father God, for blessing your people over and over and over and over again. You said you'll give us a double portion blessing. And we thank you for your healing right now of mind, body, spirit, and soul. Touch Sister Greta, Father God. Bless her right now as she go to and fro on her work, in her job, in her home. She's crying out to you, Father God, right now. Lead her and guide her and direct her, Father God. Lead her in the right direction. Have her to surrender to you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, not to the pastor, not to the church, not to friends, but to you. Have her to make the right decisions in her life. She's a woman after God's own heart. And we know, Father God, that this woman of God wants to do the right thing. Touch her right now with your Holy Ghost spirit. Lead her and direct her. Let her walk the straight and narrow path. Then touch, glory be to God, Pastor Lisa Cook, her husband. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Strengthen them in a very special way. Touch, Father God, glory be to God, Mother Annie Green, Mother Mary Robinson, Mother Nita. Touch our moms, Father God, in a very special way. Touch our dads, Father God, our seniors that are still in the land of the living. You said you will bless us with 70 times 7. You have blessed us, Father God, because we have forgiven 70 times 7. And you blessed us, Father God, with 70 plus years, that too many men and women that are still in the land of the living. Open our ears that we'll hear what thus says the Lord. Touch our minds so that we receive and understand your word. Father God, let us be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. We're not here to impress anyone, Father God. We're here on this earth to serve you, to glorify you, to magnify you. We're here as intercessory warriors, interceding for others. And stop being selfish with our prayers, thinking it's always about me, 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 and me. Touch Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, his wife, Sister Nettie Savage. Touch their minds, their body, their spirits, and their souls. Take away that spirit of depression. Lift them up, Father God. Father God, I'm praying for a miracle, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know that you could do it, Father God. Lift them up and let the world see the power of the almighty living God. I know that you could do it. And we stand on one accord, interceding for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage and his wife, Sister Nettie. You can bring him out of that nursing home. You can bring him back into his home. You can bring him back into the church. We know you can. Touch his spirit, Father God. Let him pray. Let him cry out to you. Let him yield to you. Thank you, Jesus, for working a miracle on our behalf. Thank you, working for miracles, those in the nursing homes, those in the hospitals, those in intercessory prayer warriors that are praying without ceasing. Touch them right now, Father God. Those that are in assisted living facilities. We pray for you as you travel. Individuals that are going to visit loved ones in other countries, other lands, other cities, other states. Celebrating family reunions, Father God. We're praying for healing mercy, traveling mercy, deliverance and healing. Deliverance and healing from substance abuse, drug addiction, lying, stealing, backbiting, whoremongering, adultery, fornication, gossiping. My God, my God, my God. We know you as a deliverer. We know you can do it. And, Father God, you know what we need. Heal and deliver. Make a way out of no way for Pastor Linda Smith. Make a way out of no way for Ricky Hightower. Make a way out of no way. Glory be to God. Thank you, God, for Burdetta's children, her son and her daughter, her grandchildren, Father God. Generation after generation after generation. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Draw them closer to you. Yes, we're praying for you, Mercedes. God is able. Yes, he is. Elder Dawn and Annette. God is able. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. LaShawn, God is able. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And continue to keep your eyes on the prize. And watch God move you in the right direction. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Diane Green, God is a healer. Tyrone Staten, God is a healer. TJ, God is able. Yes, he is. He can do anything but fail. And he hasn't failed you yet. Glory be to God. Yes, he is a gracious God. Minister Sharon Ricks, he's a gracious God. Minister Yvonne McFadden, he's watching over you and your family and the loss of your brothers. God is still there. And we thank God that your loved ones have received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And he accepted them in their lives. That they're now going home to be with the Lord. My dear, our loved ones are not lost. They're going home to be with the Lord. If they have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they are not lost. Bless Minister Barbara Duffy. Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Sr., Pastor Greg Gilmore Jr., First Lady Pastor Melissa Gilmore. Bless the church, Father God. Bless the church, one body with many parts. Bless the church. To God be the glory, church of worship. Bless them in their coming and their going. You said you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor the seed begging bread. Touch, heal, and deliver. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards. Bless the church, Father God. Bless the family in its entirety. Good Jesus. Bless Sister Cheryl Purvey. Deacon Earl Purvey. Bless them and their family and their children in its entirety. Send forth healing in that family, the Purvey family, right now. We know that you're able. And we thank you right now, God, for keeping us through the fires, the storms, and the thieves of the night. We pray for our President of the United States of America. Touch his mind, that he have a mind stable in thee. Touch his wife, Dr. Jill Bynum. Bless his family in its entirety, his sons and his daughters and grandchildren. Touch, Father God, Kamala Harris, our Vice President. Touch her family and her husband in its entirety. Bless, Father God. Be with us and guide us and lead us. We know that you are able, and you told us to pray without ceasing. We are being obedient to the word of God. You said the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and we thank you that we are the righteous ones. You said if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways and seek your face, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we are the land, and we are praying for a healing right now of the land. Come into our homes. Sanctify our homes. Go into every room, every corner of our homes. Let our homes become a place of worship every day, every day. Let us worship you on our jobs as we walk the streets, as we travel to go to and fro today. Protect our children from seen and unseen danger. Have the ones that are using these illegal weapons, Father God, stop them in their tracks. Give them a change of heart, a change of mind. Touch their hearts, their souls. Let them see the value of life. You came to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. And we thank you right now. We thank you for that abundant life that you've given us in Jesus Christ. We come against anything that's not of you. And we plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything that may try to rise up against your people on this day. Touch Apostle Margie Mercer, Jackie Anderson and her family, her mother and her dad. Touch Apostle Margie Mercer and her children in a very special way. We lean not to our own understanding, but we know you said, Father God, that we'll understand it better by and by. I decree and declare a spirit of peace, a spirit of love, a spirit of joy on this day and the days to come. Watch over us and keep us and guide us and direct us. Grant us godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Bless us with our needs. And we want to thank you. And we want to praise you. Because you have blessed us with everything that we need. And then, Father God, you even give us some things that we want. Umbala Shamba, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We praise you for the great things you have done and the great things you will continue to do in our lives. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Grant us traveling mercy on this day as we travel the highways and the byways. Bless our homes and keep us safe. Give us a double portion anointing on this day. And we're going to praise you and glorify you and magnify you for the great things you have done and the great things that you will continue to do in our lives. You said that we will suffer no less. We thank you for the favor of God. We thank you, Father God, for the favor of God upon all of those that will continue to trust you and never doubt, because you will surely bring us out. We are taking our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. We're not going to pick them back up on tomorrow. We're not going to pick them back up on Sunday. We're taking our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And we thank you right now for healing that individual from cancer, diabetes, arthritis, bursitis, a heart condition, high blood pressure, COPD, asthma, migraine headaches, depression, mental illness. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, for saving that dear one that was about to take his or her life. God has a plan for your life, and it's going to come into fruition, not during our praying session. You will not commit suicide. Put down that gun. Put down that knife. Father, touch that dear one's mind and let them know that you love them. Let them know that you love them. In spite of what they've done, in spite of what they said, go into the prisons, Father God. We pray for every prisoner behind the prison walls. Let it be a place of worship. Touch the wardens and the prison guards. Touch those that are innocent, those that are guilty. Touch the nurses, the doctors, the anesthesiologists. Go to our hospitals, Father God. We are praying for deliverance and healing right now. You are a great deliverer. You are a great healer. You are a God that could do above and beyond what we can imagine or what we can think. And we thank you right now for this miracle that's taking place in our lives on this day. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders, and deliverance and healing. We can't do it without you, Father God. But we know that with God, all things are possible to those who believe. And we trust and believe on you on this day and the days to come. We count it not robbery as we wake up and pray early in the morning. Early in the morning. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Remember, we're getting ready for that exciting day, August the 5th, Saturday, August the 5th, Village of Cross Keys, 5100 Falls Road, our annual women's conference. Men are invited to attend also. You can mail your checks. It's only a $50 donation. We have continental breakfast and lunch and prizes and workshops and preaching. My God, the word of God is going to go forth. Miracles, signs, and wonders. The power of praying women. Bring a family member, a friend with you. Saturday, August the 5th. You could send your money PayPal, $WWPFMIN, all caps. WWPFMIN, all caps. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God is blessing you right now. We give you the praise, honor, and glory for this day. In Jesus' name, that all of God's people say, amen. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Glory be to God. Tune in again on Tuesday through Saturday for the Power Hour of Prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. What about you? I know what God can do, and he hasn't failed you yet. Keep your eyes on the prize, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God.